let's take a look at how things resumed on the Board of Trade and also in Kansas City as far as the wheat's concerned. The May wheat contract opening this morning at 397.5. That was unchanged on the open. July at 402, down a half on the open. The May wheat contract on the Chicago Board of Trade opening at 339.75, unchanged. July at 351.5, down a quarter. September at 363, down one half on the open. December wheat at 377.5, that was down a half on the open. And March down a half at 391. The May corn contract opened at 222.25, up a half. July at 233.25, up three quarters. September at 243, up one half. December opened at 255, up a half. March opened unchanged at 263.75, and the May contract for corn on the Board of Trade at 267.5, down one quarter on the open. Well, the oats opened at 172.75, unchanged, and the that's the May contract. The July contract also unchanged at 175.75. Soybeans for May opening at 580, up one half. July at 591.5, down a half on the open. And the August contract at 596.5, down one quarter on the open. The September 06 soybeans, not trading as of yet. The November contract unchanged at 608 on the open. January 07 at 616.5, unchanged on the open. And the May soybean meal contract at 179, even up 20 on the open. July opened up 20 as well at 180, 130, that is. The May oil contract at 22.65, down 1 on the open. And July at 23.07, and that was down 2 on the open. And, well, let's see. Got to re-rack some stuff here so I can get to the current trade. So I tell you what, why don't we just get on the telephone right now, and we should be talking to Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Well, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing just fine over here. You know, it's sort of an overcast day, but markets are holding in there quite well after the big run-up yesterday. Not a lot of profit-taking so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was talking with Pete Manhart on the pre-opening report an hour ago, he was saying other than looking at a little weather and where some rain falls and waiting for Friday, there's not a whole lot going on that's going to have a big impact on the markets. Do you agree with that?
Consolidation is the word of the day. I think that, you know, we pumped stuff up a little bit yesterday. We didn't hold all of our gains, but we're not seeing profit taking erode them here either today. So we're just a little bit cautious, but basically in a grind towards Friday. And you know, to actually get to see the numbers, we all know what we think they're going to be. We all think that corn acres going to be down a little bit. We all think the bean acres are going to be up a little bit. And we all think that the wheat condition should improve a little bit with the rain that's coming in if we see things. But, you know, a lot left out there, you know, a lot of the numbers as to how much feed usage will the government actually say and what will they really pick the carry out at. You know, it's going to be some big numbers as far as making some decisions for the future for these farmers.
Yeah. What else are you looking at? What are you looking at as far as the weather goes? Do you think that's going to be a big factor for the rest of the week?
The rest of the week? No, not really right now. Our weather this week, other than the rain down the southwest, to see if we do get some better showers in some of the areas that lacked the last time across and what sort of accumulation we can see there. We're looking more ahead to, you know, what when we get a little closer to planting here, are we going to get to the field? Are we going to see enough moisture in some of the dry areas made up? A lot of talk about the La Nina factor and some of the dryness in the southeast and whether it'll move west this summer. But that's a lot longer term than just this week, Jay.
Mm-hmm. What then are you kind of recommending as strategy as somebody taking a look today? What should I be doing?
Oh, you know, it's funny. This we have orders about 7 lower to buy beans and about 7 higher to sell beans today is what we're looking at here. The corn market pretty much standing aside here. If anything, why, you know, if we would push up towards the 257 to 259 range, why we'd probably be a seller up there in the East corn, you know, for a short-term setback. But more selling there on the 260 and buying the low 250s here for this week, just till we get into the report.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything on the technical side that we should touch on?
Well, I think if we take out yesterday's highs and actually close above them, that's going to look very positive, but the report is basically going to overshadow most everything we do as far as technical moves this week.
All right. So take a nap till Friday?
Right. Well, I don't know if we can take a nap, but no. It's going to be a lot of maybe that might be the best thing, to take a vacation rather
take
than
a vacation.
Nap, because we're not sure we want to be doing anything new right before that report.
Yeah.
Like I say, cattle market very quiet here today. Very little movement, a little bit of pressure on the hogs. The cattle on feed report, of course, was just huge numbers, but I think we pretty well absorbed them by now.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to touch on this morning, Mike?
Well, of course, we're seeing some 20-some year highs in the silver market, the gold market. The energy is continuing to grind higher. As we move along, crude oil's up over $65.50 again. The energies just continue to stay on fire.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Chuck.
Talk to you this afternoon, or at least, Todd Gleason will talk to you this afternoon on the closing market report. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, joining us on Tuesdays for the look at the opens and, of course, the closing market report. Crude oil right now at $65.35. It's up $1.19 a barrel. And let's take a look at the numbers now. I have them up. The May wheat currently trading on the Kansas City market at 898 and a quarter, and that's up 3/4. May wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade at 342, up 2 1/4 right now. July at 354 is up 2 1/4. May corn at 222 and a half, up 3/4. July at 233 and a half, up 1. September at 243 and a half, up 1. And December corn at 255, currently up 1/2. The May soybeans at 580 and a half, up 1. July beans at 593 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. August at 597 and a half, up 3/4. November at 609 and a half, up 1 1/2. Soybean meal for May at 178.60. That's down 20. May soybean oil at 22.79, up 13. March feeder cattle 103.80, up 37 and a half. Live cattle for April at 82.02 and a half. Up 15, and the April lean hogs at 57.45, currently down 30.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, as we come up to about 3 minutes till 10 o'clock Central Time, is at 11,247, and that's down about 2.8. The dollar at 89.83 is down 21, and the CRB index at 330.24 is up 253.